And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Katie LaRush, Miss Michigan 2010. Good evening, Katie. How are you?
Good evening. Very well. How are you doing?
I'm great. Wanted to get a hold of you. Bay City native, by the way. So happy to talk to you. Found some information about you speaking in Battle Creek tomorrow. So wanted to get in touch with you and talk with you about the topic of that discussion. So much about Miss Michigan. We hear about scholarships and service and so forth. And this is a very serious topic. We'll talk about this first. The subject of your talk tomorrow is human trafficking and how we can stop it. This is a heavy one.
It is, yes. I came to the Miss America organization because I knew that they placed heavy emphasis on volunteer work. And so the platform aspect of the competition, every young woman that competes has a platform, and they serve as a spokeswoman for an issue that they care about. My platform is human trafficking, and I chose that issue because I had the opportunity to come to understand what was happening as far as human trafficking was concerned. This is a form of modern-day slavery while I was in the country of Nepal. And it was while I was there that I came to understand that little girls were being sold in open markets, being taken from Nepal into India and sold into the red light district. So it is. It's a very, very ugly issue, and I returned home expecting to talk about what was going on over there to find out that, quite frankly, it's rampant here in the United States as well, here in Michigan even. So I saw the Miss America organization as a way to reach out to a lot of people really quick.
Well, I'm as perhaps surprised as you were to discover that it's rampant here in the state as well. Were you stunned to find that out?
I was, yes, because, you know, our nation is founded on freedom. We often say America is the land of the free, and it's just dumbfounding that slavery is happening here today in the United States.
Well, in the state of Michigan and here in the United States, who is this happening to in our state?
Well, there is the issue of foreign nationals being trafficked in, so it's estimated that 14.5 to 17.5 thousand foreign nationals are trafficked in every year. There are situations of sex slavery, and there are situations of labor slavery. And then there are also there's also the case where our own U.S. youth are being targeted. They say that within 48 hours of leaving their home, a young girl, if she is a runaway, will be approached by a pimp or approached by a trafficker. So that's pretty serious, I think. That stat right there drives home how prevalent it is.
Well, it's a terrifying statistic as well. That was my next question for you: is are we dealing with runaways? So clearly, there are folks looking for vulnerable young women.
Absolutely, of course, they always target the vulnerable youth.
When you're out taking a look at the issue and going to Nepal, I can't imagine what you found and saw there. This has become a part of what you do on a regular basis now, hasn't it?
It is, yes. Like I said, I came to the Miss America organization because I knew of the heavy emphasis that they placed on having the women in the organization serve as social activists. So I thought of the way to inspire, I suppose, other people to do the same. So I've been traveling the state. I speak a lot, almost every single day. And a lot of my time is spent in the high schools. I love working with that age group because although they're hard to break into their realm of thinking, once you do, they're unstoppable. So I spent a lot of time speaking to these youth and not only talking about the issue of human trafficking, but about the reality that they are no longer the future. They are truly the present. The tools that they have at their fingertips with social media, blogging, Twitter, Facebook, all of that, they have the ability to not only raise funds to help people, but to simply bring awareness to what's happening in our world and truly make a difference in changing it.
When you are speaking and out speaking to groups, you have a connection. I'm guessing that you have a connection with these groups because of your age and your enthusiasm. They're able to connect with you as they wouldn't with older adults and perhaps even hear your message more clearly.
That might be the case. You know, I can't say for sure, but I'm kind of that in that place where I'm in the in-between age, right? So it works really well because I know how to connect with the women's groups, Seroptimus women, the Zonta women, the women that are out there doing amazing things that are my role models, and then to also speak and connect with those high school age students or college students that aren't far off from where I was, you know, just a couple of years ago.
Well, and in the speech tomorrow, and we haven't mentioned where it is yet, so I want to make sure that we give that. It's at the Kellogg Auditorium on Van Buren Street in Battle Creek at 7 o'clock. It is free to folks, but a donation is, of course, welcome. In January of this year, you won an award. You won the Quality of Life Award, and that has to do directly with the service component of the Miss America organization.
Yeah, they offer a scholarship and award every year for a young woman that shows sincere dedication to her platform, to the issue that she speaks out on. So that was a tremendous honor to receive that this year at the Miss America competition.
The scholarship and the service component that we've been speaking out are two of the very important parts of the Miss Michigan organization. What attracted you to the organization to begin with?
You know, it was just that simple opportunity to speak out. I knew that Miss Michigan, that Miss America had a voice. And at a young age, that's kind of a hard thing to sometimes find, to get the opportunity to literally speak to hundreds of thousands of people by way of television, social media, radio, in-person presentations. And so I thought to myself, I've seen a lot. I've seen a lot of issues of human injustice, not just human trafficking, in my travels from Africa to Central America to Southeast Asia. And I wanted to do something to help those people, and this organization gave me the platform to stand on that I needed.
What has been the most rewarding part of being Miss Michigan?
I really just simply like people. I like meeting new people, and that's something that I get to do every single day. So all walks of life, all different ages, and I learn so much from them because, of course, everybody thinks very differently. So the opportunity, I guess, to grow as an individual by encountering so many different people every day.
What about the most surprising part?
That people will say whatever is on their mind. So I'd say that is both surprising and funny. Sometimes they'll say shocking things, you know, but it always keeps me on my toes. So when I'm giving a presentation, you never know what somebody's going to ask or what the comment is that's going to come out of their mouth next.
Very good. We have only about a minute left. What are your plans for the future, Katie?
I aspire to attain a PhD in international development, so I'd like to continue my work with issues of human injustice and perhaps work on policy in the future. And, yeah, that's about it. But next year I actually will be traveling internationally for one full year, so people will be able to follow my blog if they're interested in that, and video blogging and all of that good stuff. So,
well, tell us where we can follow you on that blog.
It's just katielynnlaroche.com.
And LaRoche is spelled L-A-R-O-C-H-E.
That is right, and it's K-A-T with an I-E.
We got to get that part in as well. We have just a little bit more time. Where are you this evening?
I am actually in Lansing this evening. Yep, and I'll be taking off for Cass County tomorrow morning and then making my way over for the evening presentation in Battle Creek.
Well, very good. Katie, I appreciate your time so much. I know you're crazy busy on the schedule with Miss Michigan events and speaking engagements. Once again, tomorrow she'll be speaking at W.K. Kellogg Auditorium on Van Buren Street at 7 o'clock. It is free to the public, and as I said before, donations are certainly welcome. Katie, thank you again so much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You as well. Katie LaRoche, Miss Michigan 2010 from Bay City. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this. Coming up, Cheryl Lanborn with Allegiance Health out of Jackson. We'll be back.